Obviously, some terrorist groups have risen in status, others have declined somewhat. We've seen the creation of ISIS, which is obviously the preeminent terrorist organization in the world today. It's that group that is inspiring people more than Al-Qaeda, although Al-Qaeda, I think, remains a very relevant organization. But in terms of the threat in the West, you're seeing ISIS draw people towards it. You've seen the type of spectacular attacks that we saw on 9/11 have been somewhat, the scale of them has been somewhat reduced. So terrorists today using vehicles, they're using knives, they're using guns in attacks that may not have the body count of something like 9/11, but are obviously much easier for terrorist groups to be able to pull off. And that makes it obviously a different threat picture for security services today. But I don't think it one that's any less challenging.
What do you see as the most important tactics to terror groups these days?
Well, I think terrorist groups have figured out that the targeting aviation, for example, is the most spectacular kind of attack that terrorists have been able to pull off. But it's also a risky proposition for them, and their success ratio in being able to carry out those kind of attacks is quite low. So what they've done instead is look to encourage radicalized people in the West to use whatever weapons essentially come to hand. So if that means taking a knife and trying to stab a police officer or a soldier to death, that's what the jihadist groups of today will encourage. If that means hiring a truck and driving it into civilians in Nice, in Stockholm or Berlin, again, that's what terrorists will encourage. I think you've seen a move away from the spectacular attacks like 9/11 towards much simpler, cruder, but ultimately harder to stop terrorist attacks. And we've seen a lot of that in Europe recently.
One thing that's clear about ISIS is that they're going to go away in the current iteration they're in, but we have no idea what ISIS 2.0 or the next generation is going to look like. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that the key thing is to remember at the moment there are no permanent defeats, but there's also no permanent victories. So we have done some, Osama bin Laden's been killed. Obviously, the Al-Qaeda group as it existed in 9/11, on 9/11 has changed radically, and lots of its leaders have either been killed or captured. ISIS, it looks like, is going to revert to something closer to how it was before 2014, a smaller, perhaps more nimble organization that doesn't control territory in the same way. And so we've got to be creative in our response. Sometimes that'll mean a military response, sometimes it'll mean law enforcement, sometimes it'll mean stricter vetting on who comes in to the country, sometimes it'll mean that police, law enforcement are going to have to take aggressive approaches, perhaps more aggressive approaches than some of their counterparts in Europe have done. I think ultimately we need to remember there needs to be lots of things in the toolbox that we can use when it comes to safeguarding the US. And at times it's going to have more of a military component, at times it'll be more law enforcement, but ultimately all those things are needed.
Robin Simcox is the Margaret Thatcher Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. JJ Green, WTOP News.